This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 172 for Friday, December 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are higher on Friday, with support continuing to come from yesterday's Stats Canada report. That report lowered canola production by 3.6% to 18.7 million tons in 2020. The January canola contract is up $4 at $5.93.10 per ton. The March contract is up $4.10 at $5.87.80 per ton. While gains in Chicago soy oil are supportive of canola, declines in soybeans are holding it back from rising above the $600 mark, although there is the belief in the market that canola will soon break that barrier, especially since there are concerns about lower ending stocks coupled with strong demand within Canada and for export. There are those in the trade who believe price rationing for canola is already underway. One limiting factor is the Canadian dollar, as it soon could reach 80 United States cents. The loonie is presently at 78.23 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 77.64. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola were more than 563,000 tons for the week ending November 29th. Canola exports were almost 266,000 tons, and domestic usage was over 227,000 tons. Rain in Brazil is triggering profit-taking in Chicago soybeans and corn. Most of the rain has been in the northern growing areas of Brazil, while the central and southern regions have received less precipitation. The United States Department of Agriculture is scheduled to issue its next supply and demand estimates on December 10th. Ahead of the report, Futures International is calling for corn ending stocks to remain at 1.7 billion bushels. The soybean carryover is to slip to 170 million bushels, and the carryout for wheat is to decline to 851 million bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The January contract is down a nickel at $11.63 per bushel. January soy oil is up about 0.7 of a cent at 38.41 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is down $4.50 at $3.85.50 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Friday, with the March contract down 6 cents at 420.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the March contract up 6 cents at 306.5 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower on Friday. Chicago March is down 9 cents at 575.5. Kansas City March is down 7 cents at 543. And with a final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 2 cents at 551.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, December 4th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.